This conference will now be recorded.
Okay, Legrand, I'm going to record the rest of this little dissertation because it's too much typing, but it's too important to just wait until I am ready to type. So, stinginess, withholding. You can be stingy, which is an attitude, from scarcity, where the speaking is, I don't myself have enough. I have nothing to give. And the other way to be stingy is, I want it all for myself, which is greed, right? So you broke this old pattern of I don't have enough to give, or you are anyway getting more than you do, you white bastard, or whatever the conversation is. I just make up my own version. That's what I would say. And I am going to withhold. We've spoken about this, so this is nothing new. But that you broke it, that's new. So it started with being willing to give of yourself. That's the hardest to give. I mean, you didn't let me know who you are and get close, and then you did. And now you take it to the next level where you actually give of your time, of your love, of your care, of your brilliance, or whatever you have to give, right? And it is completely on the vertical plane. So as clumsy as it is to muscle test when I only have one arm, your vibration is now 200. And a week ago, it was 100. Amazing, right? When you came back from New York, your vibration was 100. Very quick turnaround. And I have a hunch that you have never had, or at least I never measured 200 vibration for you. So it's a breakthrough. Don't allow it to go into your head, because then you will go into a holding pattern. Now, what's a holding pattern? When you want to hold on to what you have, it is the same thing as greed, okay? So the moment you try to hold on to something, the flow stops. It's a certain type of scarcity that you go into, a certain type of stinginess. So allow it to flow. That doesn't mean you have to be giving everything away. No, it doesn't mean it at all. It means you could, but you're not stupid to do that. It is about a certain balance. I don't know if I've spoken of this with you or with Kawa or with somebody else, but you have to, you have a sense of balance, give and take, and you want to keep it pretty much daily. And when somebody's need is bigger than yours, then it's your job to get more something than what you're giving. So for instance, in the beginning of when I start to coach someone, they can give me nothing. The money doesn't compensate for, doesn't make it equal. It's an energy exchange, and the value, the energetic value of what I'm giving, filling up an empty vessel that leaks, is an incredible amount of energy. So when we are in that phase of the coaching, I need to generate my own reception, so to say, so that it checks and balances, balances out. So I am getting as much or more than what I'm giving. And I am good at that. I'm really good at that. It's a matter of context, because I am not doing anything extra for that. I am doing it in the context that it is my job to always get more than what I am putting in. So for instance, when you do the transcription, your job is to have more weight for the things that you get, finding out that you interpret, which is a big gain, because normally it's very difficult to see that you do not pristinely echo what you hear. But when you put it into writing and then you compare what is being said and what you put back, is your income, so to say. It's the incoming value. And the other is to develop the words around transformation and giving of yourself that you are developing. I promise that you gave first before your vibration started to rise. How is that? I don't know. It's always you give wood to the fireplace and then the fireplace gives you heat. It is always you who has to give first, not stuff. Stuff is not really valuable in the universe. Not. There's a lot of stuff and it means nothing. But when you give from a place, like for example, love, however you slice it, is a generous energy transmission. You take your attention off of what you need and what you want and what you should have, and you put it on the need or want or benefit of the other. That's very generous. You see that you can't do it in scarcity because you can't take your eyes off of what's in danger. Scarcity is a survival thing. That thing that you're protecting, in this case yourself, has a sense that it doesn't have enough. So when you take your eyes off of yourself and your need, because you don't have to keep it there, you are suddenly, for a moment or two, not in survival, you start giving wood to the fireplace. That's one of the secrets of why appreciation and gratitude is the key to higher vibration, because you cannot go into appreciation and gratitude when you are in a scarcity mode. In the moment, it's always in the moment. There's no permanence in the universe to anything, and you can't really generate gratitude and appreciation as the law of attraction people preach. You either have it or you don't. You either see that you can take your eyes off your own need for a moment, or you can't. And that's really important, because if you try to generate it, you are trying to fake it. And fake wood doesn't give out heat. It doesn't change your state. It doesn't raise your vibration, not even for a moment. Anyway, I am talking about stuff that I wanted to speak of in the public podcast. So maybe I am going to duplicate this as a public thing. Anyway, thank you so very much. Bye.